Welcome to the North Catalyst Podcast, Procurement Bites, and I am your host, Aval Sethi. Today, I'm going to share some thoughts on what is disruptive innovation. This is part 2 of 3. I would like to highlight 4 important points that normally get overlooked or misunderstood when we talk about disruptive innovation. The first one is that disruption is a process. The term disruptive innovation is misleading when it is used to refer to a product or service at one fixed point, rather than to the evolution of that product or service over time. They are disruptive by virtue of the path they follow from the fringe to the mainstream. Most every innovation, disruptive or not, begins life as a small-scale experiment. Disruptors tend to focus on getting the business model rather than merely the product just right. When they succeed, their movement from the fringe, which is the low end of the market, or a new market to the mainstream, erodes first the incumbent's market share and then their profitability. This process can take time, and incumbents can get quite creative in the defense of the established franchises. The fact that disruption can take time helps to explain why incumbents frequently overlook disruptors. The second point that I want to bring out is that disruptors often build business models that are very different from those of incumbents. Consider the healthcare industry for an example. General practitioners operating out of their offices or hospitals often rely on their years of experience and on test results to interpret patient symptoms, make diagnosis, and prescribe treatment. We call this a solutions shop business model. In contrast, a number of convenient diagnostic and care clinics are taking a very disruptive path by using what we call a process business model. They follow standardized protocols to diagnose and treat a small but increasingly number of disorders. Another high-profile example of using an innovative business model to effect a disruption is Apple's iPhone, for which much has been talked about. The iPhone's growth is better explained by disruption, not of other smartphones, but of the laptop as the primary access point to the internet. This was achieved through the introduction of building a facilitated network connecting application developers with phone users. Apple changed the game. The iPhone created a new market for internet access and eventually was able to challenge laptops as mainstream users' device of choice for going online. The third point that I want to bring out is that some disruptive innovations succeed, but there are many others that simply don't. A common mistake that many make is to focus on the results achieved. What I mean is to say that people, in order to claim that a company is disruptive, put a measure to determine by virtue of its success. But success is not built into the definition of disruption. Not every disruptive path leads to a triumph, and not every triumphant newcomer follows a disruptive path. If we call every business success a disruption, then companies that rise to the top in very different ways will be seen as sources of insight into a common strategy for succeeding. This creates a danger. Managers may mix and match behaviors that are very likely inconsistent with one another, and thus unlikely to yield the hoped-for result. The fourth point that I will bring out is the mantra disrupted or be disrupted can actually misguide us. Incumbent companies do need to respond to disruption if it is occurring, but they should not overreact by dismantling a still profitable business. Instead, they should continue to strengthen relationships with core customers by investing in sustaining innovations. In addition, they can create a new division focused solely on the growth opportunities that arise from the disruption. That means that for some time, incumbents will find themselves managing two very different operations. Of course, as the disruptive standalone business grows, it may eventually steal customers from the core. But corporate leaders should not try to solve this problem before it is a problem. Keep tuning in for more episodes and keep listening. This is your host, Aval Sethi.